Hi, I'm Carla Hall of ABC's The Chew. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. Hootie hoo!
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Every couple of months, we like to catch up with our Orange County restaurant insider, that being Anne-Marie Panaringan, who is the voice of OC's food writer. The one thing that I really appreciate about Anne-Marie when it comes to journalism is she always has her ear to the ground. And it's amazing the information she comes upon before anybody else does. And she does it accurately, which, you know, sometimes it's not always that way. And we also love having Anne-Marie in studio. And with that as background, it is a pleasure to welcome Anne-Marie Panaringan in studio back to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Anne-Marie, good morning.
Good morning, Andy. It's good to be back.
And Anne-Marie, again, we enjoy having you on the show, but particularly we enjoy having you in studio. So, again, thank you for that. Now, as always, since we last were together late last year, you have been busy. There is a lot going on. You have been writing about many areas and restaurants of interest. Can't cover it all, but we will definitely do our best to get some of the highlights in this morning. Not the least of which, you recently had really an extraordinary experience that I have not had a chance to experience yet, but hope to along the way. And that is, this is now the second time you have been aboard Princess Cruises' newest ship, this being the Discovery Princess. And you previewed something pretty spectacular that now is available to select guests on the Discovery Princess. First, Anne-Marie, this now is the second time that you've been on the Discovery Princess. For our listeners, set the scene a little bit in terms of the look of the ship, because as what we've talked about this before, the Italians really have a sense of design. The Discovery Princess was built in the premier Italian shipyard. I'll let you take it from there.
I mean, Andy, from the moment you step on the ship all the way, you know, as far as the eye can see when you look up, everything is just so much attention to detail. It's light, it's beautiful, all these wonderful, like, earthy tones, lots of glass so you can see through everything and be able to get, well, I mean, not to say it, but like a 360 view of the ship from the inside. It's just so pleasant to be on board. Now, mind you, I have not actually stayed on the ship. The two times that I have been on Discovery Princess, they shuttle you on after much security. You do the experience or do what we were there for, and we leave. So I have not yet stayed on board a Princess ship yet. Hopefully someday soon.
Well, Anne-Marie, we might share that is a new member of the International Food, Wine, and Travel Writers Association, which you are. Come October 1st for 2023, the Member Development Conference is going to be a conference at sea aboard the Discovery Princess, sailing from Vancouver to Los Angeles. It's going to be a wine-themed cruise. And if all the pieces come together, that will be your opportunity to actually cruise on the Discovery Princess. So I know we're all looking forward to that. But what you were alluding to is you were aboard for something called 360, an extraordinary experience. Please share that experience with us, if you would.
So what I'm allowed to share, it's not like, I know on social media, I put up a couple of pictures, or our social media person put a couple of pictures. Can't really talk about the food, but I can tell you that the experience is for a select group of guests on board. And what it is in the 360, I think, pertains to not only the setting that you're in, where I guess I would say it reminds me of being in a planetarium, because from the moment you sit down, everything around you is part of the experience. There's interactive portions. There's parts where there's textures and scents that I can't yet describe. It's narrated by a celebrity host. We have servers for multiple courses, making sure that every detail is taken care of. It's a very curated experience. I mean, once you're invited and they know about very specific things about your dietary restrictions, and it's really hard to explain from start to finish, but I will say it's so comprehensive, and they don't like you, you know, taking photos and things, but I felt very immersed, like from start to finish.
And you're talking about the uniqueness of this experience, Anne-Marie. How many guests can be accommodated in the 360-degree experience at a time? I understand you're in two half moons kind of facing each other. And you say, you know, it's kind of like a planetarium, because aren't they also, during the experience, there's a travel log going on mm-hmm. with crystal clear images that are on the semicircular wall, correct?
Yes. I want to say, I was trying to count, it maxes out at approximately 20 guests. And what Andy's talking about, and what I was kind of alluding to, is that there are images the entire time. How the fully immersive experience has images around all the walls. It's a round room that you're in, and there are images all over the place, and scents, and voiceovers, and you also have people, I called him the navigator, who's there in person to answer any basic questions you have about the many wines that are poured, or the cocktail that you're having, or, you know, if you want to know more about the individual courses, because there are no menus. There's a lot of trust involved in this, but they are also acutely aware of, like, if you have an allergy, or if you have a, you know, maybe you don't drink wine. And I think that's what makes the experience very special, is that they take so many things into consideration, and yet everyone can still fully enjoy the experience.
Now, there is a storyline to this, because you mentioned that Brooke Shields, in character, is telling the story. But as I understand it, this is a visit to the Mediterranean. So what countries do you visit? Which then I would think, for each country you visit, the food item that's served probably corresponds to something that would come out of that region. So tell us more, Anne-Marie.
So I will say, without actually naming foods, that I thought it was very coincidental, or maybe ironic, that some of the countries we, quote, visited on this immersive experience were places that I had been to on my most recent cruise on a different cruise line. So we were in Barcelona, we were in Rome. If you can imagine things associated with those, you know, destinations, I did notice something, and whether it was very intentional or not, the notes that I did make to myself, I noticed that some of the courses, it alternated between a colder course and a hot course, and I thought that was really smart. To just have different textures and different flavors and, you know, different things to look at the whole time. If you weren't paying attention, you might miss something, but it was also very well synchronized. I would borderline orchestrated. A server was very attentive. They would only start working on serving the next course when everybody else's plates were cleared from the previous one, and it felt very seamless. Like, you all had to be on board with the timing of this entire meal.
And, you know, in terms of some of those areas of the Mediterranean that you visited, that you mentioned, Santorini, so you got to Greece, and then, of course, you know, you have to be in France, so also Provence. And as I understand, Anne-Marie, with each course, there's also an alcoholic beverage that's paired with that. You sort of mentioned that, but that's kind of how it works?
That is correct, yes. So with each course, you're seeing they do things depending on the course and the food that's presented specifically. You might be watching an interview with one of the growers of the region. You might be looking at sketches and animation talking about the growing process of a particular protein or a vegetable or an herb. There's videos going on. It's so immersive, so multifaceted with regards to the sense that might all of a sudden you smell in the room, and just there's just so much going on, Andy. It's not for someone that can only focus on one thing at a time. And also, you know, if I really think about it, I think if you're a little claustrophobic, you might not enjoy this because it's very enclosed. You realize there's so much going on around you. It can be a bit disturbing, but it's also so much fun. It's like being on a ride at Disneyland at times. It's so well done.
Ah, now you've mentioned something very interesting. You are definitely a fan of the Magic Kingdom. You love the technology there. You love all the gadgets and the interplay. I have to ask you, Anne-Marie, is this an e-ticket?
Yes. I think if you can be a part of the experience, if you can get that invite, it's definitely worth, you know, for people who love food or people who love a good experience, either way, you know, they'll make it magical for you. And, you know, one takeaway I actually took from it, and you did mention the celebrity, the narrator, Brooke Shields, she kind of drives home the idea that there's a value to journaling, because you go on this journey with her as she's writing about all these places she experiences. And it kind of made me want to journal, like, if I had time to journal.
Well, Anne-Marie, I think, you know, kind of a fascinating footnote on all of this is of the premium cruise lines, Princess has always had the reputation and image of being the most technologically sophisticated. And I think 360 An Extraordinary Experience is yet another example of this, because they've taken some new technology that I've seen applications for in restaurants and kind of restaurant theater. And what they've done is put it all together, blown it up to a bigger level, and done something more sophisticated with it. And as we leave the subject of 360 An Extraordinary Experience, we do want to mention that, as we understand it, this is available to suite guests aboard the Discovery Princess and select VIPs. And it's just done once. I think there are actually two seatings they do at night. But it definitely, you know, regardless of where you might be sailing on the Discovery Princess, because it does also go to Mexico, Alaska, mm-hmm. does the coast of California, you're having this fully immersive Mediterranean experience. And let me tell you, who doesn't want to visit Santorini, the Amalfi Coast, Barcelona, and Provence? I, for one. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, we're continuing our conversation with Anne-Marie Panarinkan, the voice of OC's food columnist. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.